Blog Talk Radio.
No, I'm going to order to go.
Okay, let me take out the check.
Unless you want to see a menu, let me know what you have. I kind of like no. All right, thanks. Okay. You know, I got a radio show going on right here.
Okay. Can I get a name for your order?
George. Okay, I want a short stack of pancakes, but I don't want the pork. I want like chicken sausage or turkey sausage instead.
Okay.
I don't want the pork sausage. We don't eat pork.
Which one do you want?
Well, I'd pick that right there.
The buttermilk pancakes? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. There's three of them.
What?
There's three pancakes.
Yeah, okay. It's okay. And some sausage, but no pork sausage, like chicken sausage or turkey sausage.
Turkey, an order of turkey sausage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gonna order a hash brown.
Okay, so why don't we do... So you want three pancakes in total, right?
Oh, yeah. This is for my aunt. She's 90-something years old.
Okay, so three. And then an order of what? A hash brown?
Or a hash brown, yeah.
Are you going to do the sides or do you want to do that as a combo? Because you're better off ordering a combo.
Combo? Yeah, okay. Combo. Yeah, but I don't want no pork sausage. I want chicken sausage or turkey sausage.
Okay. So you want two, four, or six chicken sausages? Two, four, or six?
Six.
And how do you want the eggs?
Scrambled hearts.
Six chicken sausages. Two buttermilk pancakes. Do you want to add one more pancake?
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else?
No.
Okay, that's going to be 1728. Okay, 1728.
Your credit. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, brother, you got people lining up to hear you, and thank you so very much. And alhamdulillah, I'm gonna put myself on mute.
Alhamdulillah. Well, we're gonna go ahead and get started in just a moment. Brothers are making the rakah. They're gonna call it in just a moment. So, assalamu alaikum to everyone. Please stay on the line. And thank you so much for joining us today. It's a blessing to do the Jumu'ah together. Alhamdulillah. So give us a few more minutes, inshallah. Thank you.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
so long. Not so Layla.
الحمد لله. السلام عليكم. الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We praise Allah, we seek His aid, His guidance, and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy. Bear witness openly that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. And we bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and feast upon him, is his servant and his messenger. And we ask Allah to guide us and help us and save us from the wrongs of ourselves. And we ask Allah to strengthen us and bless our works and protect us from evil deeds, and for us to have strength to do good deeds. And we know that anyone that Allah has allowed protection, there can be none to make him fail or turn him away. And anyone whom Allah punishes or takes away from his guidance, no one can guide. We thank Allah over and over again for his guidance and his help. We thank Allah for his mercy and his goodness. We thank him for being our creator. We hope everyone enjoyed the rain that Allah sent and that you have some good thoughts about the rain. Some people say they don't like rain. Well, I tell them they don't like a hefty part of their body then, because your water, your body is made of over 60% water. And if it were not for water, in fact, if you start losing too much water, you're going to get sick. So let us thank Allah for the water. He pulled the water up from the earth. Everything we get, some people think the water just comes from the sky. It only comes from the sky once it gets cool enough and heavy enough as droplets to collect and fall back down. And there's a cleansing process that goes on while Allah is doing that. He's pulling the water up and the water is being purified by the light of the sun, by the fact that so few things have the weight enough. Dirty things don't have the weight to be pulled up. That's a sign in itself. That Allah, the Almighty, our Creator, is pulling us up to cleanliness, pulling us up to purity, pulling us up to the heights, up to the zones of purity and high. And symbolically, he's pulling us up to himself, to the heavens, the place of purity, the place of sanctity, where evil can't go. He lets that water fall back down to the earth to feed everything, plants and animals. But we know that there's a creature called Shaitan who has access to the earth also. And symbolically, he wants to pull you down. He wants to keep you down on the earth, in the lowest part of the earth and the closest to the hellfire, to his realm. Allah gave him permission to do these things. So when you pray, you ask him Allah to pull you up to purity, pull you up into the higher zone, pull you up to cleanliness, pull you up to the light of the sun, not to worship the sun, but so you can see. Light is symbolic of knowledge. Light is symbolic of where you being, where you can see what's going on all around you. The higher your knowledge, the higher zone you pulled up to, the more you can see, the farther you can see. All of these things we need to think about, because Allah has not given us a fragmented creation, a fragmented life. Yeah, we have categories. We have distinction. We have discrimination. But everything is a whole.
Allah said, Nafsin Wahida, your soul is whole. He says that he is Al-Wahid, the one, As-Sama. So Allah pulls you up to himself, and he wants you to be whole. He wants you to see him as one. We don't have the two and the three. And we're now in this particular part of the year, time of the year, where people are worshiping one of our messengers, one of Allah's messengers. They're trying to declare that he is holy and divine. That's the word I'm looking for. And I'm going to talk about a lot of things today, inshallah, in a small period of time that we have. But the reason I am going to go ahead and put all these things together is so that you'll have just the concept, the thought, the idea. And the evil ones don't even want you to get one idea about what's right, because what happens is Allah's truth grows. It spreads. It expands. And if you think one good thing, you think about it long enough, you know what's going to happen? You're going to, that knowledge is going to release itself into your mind. That knowledge is going to make you take a close look at it, and you're going to get all kinds of ideas, more ideas, new ideas. That truth. Prophet Isa alayhi salam said that truth will set you free or make you free. Free. That truth will pull you up. You'll keep looking at that one little seed of knowledge, that one idea, and all of a sudden, it expands and you get into the zone called wisdom. And Allah says, whoever he gives wisdom to has received a valley or something overflowing. We are the thinking people. We're told by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one learned Muslim is harder on Satan than 1,000 unlearned worshipers. You should see yourself like that. You should say, I'm learning. And even if you see yourself as a junior, you should say, inshallah, one day I'll gain and I'll get stronger. Because Allah says that if you would not lose heart, if you will keep your faith in him and strive hard every day, keep your faith no matter what. You know, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if you keep, just hold on to the one principle of faith, that could get you into paradise. I hope you hear what I just said. Because we're being tested severely in the life of this world. But hold on to your faith. But Allah says, if you hold on to your faith and don't get depressed and worried, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْسَنُوا وَأَحْسَنُوا وَأَحْسَنُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you would hold on to your faith and don't be depressed, you will gain mastery if you are true in faith. You'll become a master. Every master was born a little baby. Every master was born a little baby. So if you have knowledge, don't flaunt around like you just some big muck-a-muck. Allah is al-Alim. He has all knowledge. And he says in the Holy Quran, he gives that knowledge to whomsoever he please of his worshipers. So how did they going to get all that knowledge? Because they stole it. They are occupying. You heard of people trespassing. That's what Sheikh Jaber is trespassing. Because believe it or not, this earth belongs to you. Allah says through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he has given the earth to Muhammad and all of his followers. All we have to do is keep our faith. Remember these things. This is your treasure. Don't walk around with your big old whatever you carry it in. How about this Quran? And you never open it up. You got treasure. So just think about, what does Allah mean for me? What does Allah say to me? What does Allah want me to do? What is my purpose? Allah says, you are sent here to the life of this world to worship and serve him exclusively. Join not partners with him. If you join partners with Allah, you will fall into ruin. There's a verse in the Quran saying that you will fall into the hell. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said you could drop something and it'll be years and years and tens of years before it'll hit the bottom of hell. That's how deep hell is. You don't want to fall into hell. But Shaitan wants you to fall into hell. But Allah said in the Holy Quran, do not follow his kutuwati Shaitan. Do not follow his footsteps. Do not follow his way. Do not follow evil. If you forget or make a mistake or commit a sin, and you recognize that, that's what that is, you looked in the Quran and you saw in the Quran that that thing is haram, you should say, oh, Allah, forgive me. I don't want to do wrong. I don't want to die. Because the previous scripture says the wages of sin is death. You don't care. You sin and you don't care. You're dead. You're dying. Allah's doing you a favor. He reminds you of himself, and you turn in repentance and ask Allah's forgiveness, and you get back on the path of righteousness. Salihin. But don't be comfortable in sin. Don't be comfortable in making a bunch of mistakes. Worship Allah sincerely. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Struggle hard in the cause of Allah. Any good thing you do is a good earns a good reward. Anything you do earns a good reward and more. Allah pays all of his debts. He pays all of his debts to us, many of us, who are really very unworthy creatures. Allah says man does not cease from being ungrateful. So ask Allah to bless the blinders to come off of you and make you see something of your value. You're valuable enough for him to create you. He loves you. He's constantly guiding you, sending you help. Aren't you thankful and grateful? Allah says his help is always near. It's closer to you than your jugular vein. The help of Allah, the help of Allah is always near. Oh, you might have forgotten, but the help of Allah is always near. You better take advantage of it. You better say, thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah. Here I am. Please wake me up from my ignorance. Please wake me up from my darkness. Please let me see. Pull the veil back off my eyes. Pull the ignorance back off of my mind. Pull the lies. Protect me from the lies so I won't get lulled into thinking that what this world is talking about is the real thing. In a few days, they're going to be worshiping a messenger of Allah. But they'll get mad at you if you tell them, don't you know that Jesus is a messenger of Allah? One of his beloved? You know yourself that Jesus is the word of Allah. They got it in their book. But many people misbelieve. If you look in John 14:12, you'll see what Jesus said that you will do. He told his disciples, you'll do greater works than me. You'll do greater works than me. One of the greatest things that the Christians can do is find out that Jesus is a Muslim and follow his lead. One of the greatest things they can do is say, you know what? This thing they gave us is not strong enough because we on dope. We're drinking, we're smoking, we're fornicating, we're gambling, we're stumbling around the street all ignorant and all kind of psychological problems. We're shooting each other for no reason. We get into petty arguments over colors and stuff like that. The evil ones abuse the women, telling them lies that they can kill the baby in their womb anytime they want to just because they don't want to mess up their shape. The evil ones have laws of inheritance and laws of marriage and laws of justice and in all areas that are wrong, diametrically opposed, that means totally opposite of, completely opposite of, forbidden by Allah. They've got so-called laws that are totally or diametrically opposed to what Allah has revealed. You know it yourself. Read the book of inheritance. Read the inheritance. Or read some of the hadiths and just see what the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best human being that ever lived, see what he says about wealth, charity, prayer, inheritance, how to treat your family, a wife, your children, cleanliness, water, travel, every area of life is covered in our way of life, called Al-Islam. This is our culture. This is our religion. This is our way. You have to realize these things as you're going through your day. Don't go through your day like a dummy. Don't do that. You are among the wisest men on the planet, and you are numbered with as one of them. If you get enough knowledge, you're going to be called a wise man. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the learned man is harder on the devil than 1,000 people who don't have no knowledge. Good people, but don't have no sense. Not enough. So wake up and use what you have. You got a treasure chest. You've inherited, Allah calls you, that you are his inheriting agent. If you don't get paid for what you do as an agent, then you just, what are you? Just a wannabe or a flunky or something. Agents get paid, and agents are smart, and agents should get paid because it's dangerous. You go to a Christian, I tell one today, no, I don't pray to Jesus. How do you don't celebrate Christmas? Christmas is not real. It's a made-up day. It's what they call it. It's a made-up tradition. You may not want to insult them and say it's fake. It's a made-up tradition. It's fake. It's artificial. You live in a society which is mostly artificial from the judges on down. You know, judges are for life, not president, not Congress. Judges are for life. So here you are. You got somebody for life that's in these halls of so-called justice in the legal field, and he can't think right or won't think right or won't do right. They're so high up there that the average person will never, never question them. That's why they're questioned by Scripture, by Allah himself. And it says right in the Quran, why do not the rabbis and the doctors of law forbid the people from doing shameful things and saying words, forbidden words and stuff. It says right there in the Quran. That's your book. That should be your attitude. That should be your position. That should be your stance. Yeah. Why don't they forbid the people? Because they higher than the Supreme Court justice. They in there for life. Those Supreme Court justices study knowledge that is thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. Don't think they don't know Quran. Don't think they don't know nature. Don't think they weren't there with some of the leaders, Paul and others, when they were switching what Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, when they were switching it around. Oh, you didn't know about that? It's right in the Quran. Allah says that the children of Israel, people who change words from their right times and places. What does that mean? Don't you know what I mean? You can think something you think is one way that's mentioned in Scripture. When they got their books, one of them's called the Injil, right? One of them's called the Sabur. The Injil came with Prophet Isa, alayhi salam, Jesus. The Sabur came with Prophet Daud. The Psalms, like that. During the same period of time, his son Suleiman received the Proverbs. Now, some of it is divine revelation, and some of it is the wisdom that Allah blessed them with. They say that Suleiman, they call him the wisest man that ever lived. That's what the Christians call him. Jews do it. Peer into these things. When you read the Quran, don't just pass by that verse. So where did it come from? Do a little research. Ask somebody that you who's thinking you value and hear what they have to say about it. Then the Torah was given to Prophet Musa, alayhi salam. Allah blessed him with a kingdom so powerful and a knowledge so powerful that when Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he found out that the Prophet had what the blessing that Allah gave the Prophet, peace be upon him, Moses started weeping. Because he thought he had the time of it. Not anger or jealousy or anything like that. Just shock and surprise. But if he was jealous, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it's okay to be jealous of a learned person. Did you know that? it's all right to be jealous of someone who knows this Quran better than you. And your jealousy should end with, I wish I had that. Oh, Allah, bless me with that. Bless me with what you bless that other brother with. Ooh, he must be good, and I respect him, and I'm going to follow him. I'm obligated to follow him as long as I know that he follows what you have given Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Quran. That should be your attitude, and you should not let yourself off without getting your good piece of this knowledge. Big heaping helping of Holy Quran. Don't let yourself off. Don't let yourself try to tip away. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it right in the Quran. Allah said, don't try to get out of the work by making some kind of excuse. Don't say, I don't want to fight or make up some excuse. I think I better go home and make sure my wife is safe. Those excuses, you're making lies to your heart. You are burying yourself by not standing up in the ranks of all of the believers, being willing to give everything you got back to Allah that he loaned to you because it wasn't yours in the first place. But he honored you by giving you the best. That's what we have. That's who we are. Don't let this world fool you. Yeah, I know they got big buildings. Some of them been building pyramids and stuff, and big buildings, they've been building since the pyramids happened. Some of these people that just come across that border, they got 2,000 or 3,000 years of building knowledge. So yeah, they can throw a city up in 50 years, no problem. That means you no good because a sucker can build a building? Keep that in mind. Don't reflect that on them. But does that mean you're no good because somebody can build a building? Ants can build better than that. They're not people. Ants can build better than that. Bees. Allah has creatures that are way wiser and more peaceful and more useful and more honorable. They don't violate nature. Show me an ant or a bee that violates nature. But man does it all day long and he gets real comfortable with it. Hardly ever say, forgive me. Or fall down in prayer, asking forgiveness, seeking help. Nobody is perfect. You don't have to be perfect. Allah says that he has forgiveness for any sin except turning away from him. Ask Allah to forgive you. Ask Allah to help you. Ask Allah to strengthen you. And old scripture says, get understanding. Ask Allah to bless you to understand what's going on around you and understand how you fit in. Any good deeds you do, you get rewarded over and over. Allah says he multiplies it. Multiplies it. That's how you should think of it, of yourself. Open the Quran up and look at it. When you look around, look with the kind of mind that says Allah made all of it. What is the message in it? What is the information in that? Allah says his signs are everywhere. You cannot look anywhere and not see a sign of Allah because Allah says his signs are everywhere, even in your own self. If you got the right equipment, you can look inside your own self. Sometimes you go to the doctor and the doctor says, see you? He's showing your own x-ray. See right here? How can he show you that and you can't see it before that? Because he has the knowledge. You get the knowledge of Allah. There is no knowledge, physical knowledge. The spiritual knowledge, there's no knowledge higher than what is in this Quran. And this Quran will develop your mind so you will begin to understand. You will begin to see. You will begin to thirst and to crave to be wiser and smarter and stronger. And you will become more able. And you'll be happy to be able. Allah said in the Holy Quran, he'll give you joy in everything you do. So the believers will have joy in everything they do. That's what it said. When you get to understanding, you know what you're looking at, you'd be all happy. You'd be, interesting. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that feels good to know that. You see something bad happening, it feels good to be out of the way when something dangerous is coming. You hear people say it all day, but they stay in the way, don't they? Keep doing crime. Come on, I'll just stay out of the way. You're not trying to stay out of the way. The best thing a Christian can do is give up gambling. Give up drinking, give up smoking, give up using drugs, Allah says, وَيَكْفُرْ مِنَ الْتَعْبُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ يَسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُلْوَةِ الْوُسْقَى لَا انْبِسَامَ لَهَا. The upper part of that, the first part of that is to reject evil and to believe, to do all the good you can and believe in Allah. If a Christian do that, he become a wonderful Muslim overnight. But the devil keep him drinking, smoking, misdressing, eating the wrong thing, believing the wrong thing, believe everything that even the unbeliever tells him, celebrating this period of the year being celebrated by people who are following unbelievers and shaitan. They are following the devil. They go and they, now chicken and lamb and beef and all that tastes good, but they gotta seek out the pork. And shaitan gotta be eating that. The Christians are told in that scripture, do not eat pork, and the Muslims are certainly told that. But they're looking for that ham. Man told me yesterday, no, a lady told me today in the store, and a man told me yesterday, about where they come from in the country down south and all that, and how they eat the ham tops and the ears and everything. Put so-and-so in their spaghetti and blah, 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 and I made this, blah, blah. Here's how I do it. Laughing about it. Who taught you all these faith traditions, these nasty? They call it septic. These things that are garbage and filth. Who taught you that? It's the society. The righteous people didn't teach this. The secular evil ones taught this and make you think it's not part of religion to be clean. You see what I said? They want to make you think it's not part of religion to be clean. It's not part of religion to avoid gambling and drinking and smoking and using drugs and shooting people. Make you think it's not honorable to be in before it gets dark and not one in the street at 1 or 2 o'clock at night. Police stop you and ask, why you stop me? Why you stop me? He stopped you because you are not supposed to be wandering around in the dark. What can you do in the dark? Why are you buying other people's property? Prophet Muhammad said, when it gets dark, go in and close your doors, lock your window, because Shaitan is out there. Now, I know this is a so-called modern society. They have people that work all the different shifts and stuff like that. But try your best. And if you are out in the dark, go to your business and come back. And handle your business, attend your business and come back. Don't act like the laws and the rules of Allah don't mean anything. Just read them in the Holy Quran. I'm going to read this because my subject today was actually a little bit different. I wanted to say some things to the sisters about the brothers being leaders over the family. We're not here to make sisters, four sisters to do things. We are actually their protectors. Allah taught Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell the women they should not worship anyone but Allah. But if he was to allow them to worship anyone besides Allah, it would be their husband they would be worshiping. Now, how's that for respect from Allah for your ability and what he, and your creation to be a leader over your family and to guide your women right? Guide your women right. Tell them, I'm not trying to, because you know this is what the society is telling them and training them, and training them to do, to be rebellious and wicked. And Allah says in the Quran how he hates rebellion and wickedness and evil. But they're training, not just our wives, they're training our babies, our mothers that used to be this way is now that way, and our daughters and all that. But Allah said in the Holy Quran, telling them, brothers, never forget that you have the obligation to be leader, advisor for your family. And the Prophet said, don't beat that. He said that he was the best in his family. That he was the best to his family. If the wife just gets something in her and want to argue or something, just tell her, oh, you win. You win. But that is power. Just tell her, you win. And if it's a matter of what, money or gifts or something, get her something. You keep coming in the house and you ain't brought us nothing new, only the same old you. And already know what you want to do. Excuse me, I wouldn't try to grab. But she gets tired of looking at that. So change it up some. You studying the Quran, you can't faint? That's not right. That's not right. So I'm going to just read this little bit here. My mother said, why are you laughing at your own joke? Not because they funny. Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm reading from chapter 4 of Nisa. An-Nisa. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ataqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan katiran wa nisaan wa ataqu allaha alladhi tasaluna bihi wal arham. And Allah says, in this is the Yusuf Ali translation of the Arabic into English, and it says, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, or with, in Allah's name, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord, that's Allah, who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate. She's after you, is what I'm saying right there. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from those two, scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights. Mutual rights, both of you have rights. And don't be scared to tell her, you win. Because sometimes that's all they have. The world is told, the world is telling them out there now that they are the winner, that they are valuable like jewels, that they are leadership, and everybody should listen to them. And that's why sometimes they'll treat you like a child, because their nature is to raise children. But a real man will have a sight. Allah says he'll put you on heights where you can see way beyond other men, other people. And Allah put you on heights where you can see and overlook her. Otherwise, it wouldn't be true what Allah said. So Allah created you and gave you a sight and put you over the women so you can lead them into what's right. It says, created countless men and women, fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you, for Allah ever watches over you. Read that when you get home and study it and think about it. Value your wife. Value your daughter. Value your mother. They asked the prophet, who should I respect or value? Man asked him, one of his followers. He said, your mother. He said, and then who? He said, your mother. He said, and then who? He said, your mother. He said, and then who? He said, your father. But you're still a leader. So what does that tell you? The women are extremely important. And you're one who's to make sure that they feel safe in your home, safe in the street. Brothers, we have to build ourselves up to where, subhanAllah, we have to build ourselves up, get the attitude, the spirit, where we don't fear anything. Even if we're scared, we still will fight. I'm not talking about physically fight. You have to have your mind psychologically prepared for anything out there, because according to the Quran, according to the Prophet, peace be upon him, there's nothing out there that can defeat you. There's nothing out there that can defeat you. You say, yeah, but I might die. You're going to die anyway. They say a coward dies over and over and over and over and over and over. So get so strong that when you're walking through the neighborhood or through the society, you're not afraid of anything. You don't feel weak. You don't feel less than. You don't feel second class. They're working hard right now to get as many people as they can back into a slavery of sorts or a severe slave. They're going after your mind and they're going after your body. The drugs and the lies. So when they come with these doctrines that tell you you should be, it's a Thanksgiving. Okay, Halloween. Yeah. But that's not your world. That's not your life. You don't have to give in to that. Tell them anything. Till you think of something more intelligent. Just tell them anything. Okay, hi, bye. Till you think of something more intelligent. they have a right to think whatever they want to think, but they got thinking that will take you to heaven, and they're thinking that will take you to hell. Muslims should know that. They don't even know that. So let us grow up. We're going to close, and we thank Allah for blessing us with the Jummah prayer. We thank Allah for guiding us and helping us and making us Muslim, making us secure in this land and secure on this earth. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was given this earth as a place of prayer. He was given this earth as an inheritance. Allah could give this earth to whomsoever he will. And there's no man or woman, there's no race, no color, that one color should stand behind, because all of the colors were created by Allah. But you will be judged on your righteousness. You will be judged on your deeds. Allah said, do not come to him with a scale that is light in good deeds and heavy in evil. Allah says, come to him with a scale that is heavy in good deeds. Wafinu, I believe is the word. The weight. Thakulat. Heavy. Heavy. So come to Allah with your scale of good deeds heavy. Every day do good deeds. Do them on purpose. Every now and then do a good deed. You see somebody else doing something. Do good deeds on purpose. Go out of here and find something good to do. Find something good to say. Move something dangerous out of the road. That's what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Help somebody do some sort of work. We are useful people. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he is most honored of you who is most useful of you and who is most righteous of you. What's wrong with learning or having or being able to operate or do things within 20 systems or 50 systems? What's wrong with learning about 100 different systems of things, fields of knowledge? Don't be satisfied and just do what old homie do. Homie's on his way out. That's why they call him homeboy, because he's stuck in his little area. A man, a Muslim man, should feel like the whole earth belongs to him, because Allah is his Lord. So we ask him Allah to guide us and to strengthen us and to show us the right way and make us think better. Broaden our thinking. Be broad-minded. We ask him Allah's help and his forgiveness, to forgive us our sin, and don't destroy us because of our mistakes and our faults and our flaws. We ask him Allah not to be cheaters and swindlers and thieves, hypocrites. We ask him Allah to save us and make us be useful, and make us be the men we always wanted to be. You know you want to be powerful. You know you want to be rich. Jesus said the kingdom is inside of you. So if you want to be rich, get rich inside. You keep studying this Holy Quran, Allah will show you your value. And you'll get stronger and stronger and stronger. If you're standing where I'm standing, you should be saying the same thing or something better. That's who we are. We're the Muslim people. We don't have a name for nothing.
Alhamdulillah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Or you believe, give him a worthy, considerate salute and praise. Not worship. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ala Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala ala Ibrahim, innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ala Muhammad, kama baraka ala Ibrahim ala ala Ibrahim, til alamin innaka hamidu majid. That means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad as you exalted Ibrahim and his family. Exalt Muhammad and his followers as you exalted Ibrahim and his followers. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and his followers as you did bless Ibrahim and his followers. So surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana atina fi dunya. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous.
ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واسرافنا في امرنا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, forgive us if we forget or fall into error, blot out our sin. Our Lord, establish our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against us. ربنا هب لنا ربنا آتينا في دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of hellfire. Amen. I want to remind everybody that the Juma has a special spirit. The Juma is a real institution. It's a real entity. So when we come to Juma, let us show Allah that we are here to receive His special blessings, and let us not leave here losing anything that Allah will give us. Also, you can turn your phone on anytime and let others who can't make it here, they're in the hospital, people are sick, they're scared of the virus, wear your mask. Keep your distance. Be aware that it's dangerous out here, so don't be silly. This is Salatul Juma. We're praying only to allow two by five. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لكم بل هم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر.
الله
سمي الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I want to remind everyone that if I make a mistake or anybody, the man makes a mistake in the prayer, it does not take away your blessing. Yes, sir. Thank you. And the other thing is that whoever corrects you gets a blessing because he's done a good thing. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers, keep in mind that this is how we've been practicing our religion for over 1,000 years. This is Islamic culture. So we keep practicing our religion, and we keep striving to be better and better and better. And perfect.
Talk Radio, thank you for joining us today. We want to say assalamu alaikum to you all, wherever you are. And this is our Jumaah here in Los Angeles. We really appreciate your connection. We appreciate our brother Yasir, brother Amin Muhammad, for being our director of this program and bringing the Jumaah to you all every Friday. Alhamdulillah. I appreciate him. Appreciate him. And always appreciate his help and support. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.